Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive, powered by Teachers Credit Union.
WTTSFM.com.
So the new record that you put out earlier this year is called Wide Awake, and it's a fantastic album. There's an interesting story I heard behind the recording. Maybe you can shed some light on it. Something to do with you living and recording in an abandoned rubber band factory, as one does, I guess?
Well, I have to clear this up quite okay. often. It was at one time in an abandoned rubber band factory, but and it was pretty much, you know, a shell of a building when I was there, but it's a friend's recording studio, and he started moving his gear into this building, and it's over the last like 5 or 6 years he has turned it into a studio. So the two years ago when I was living there, I was in like the secretary's office, but I was there for a few months and just, you know, was writing and burning incense.
I guess I had a picture of you in an abandoned building with like one of those metal garbage cans keeping warm, like a guy in an alleyway somewhere.
So I think I'm like cutting down the story because I feel like it's radio, and I know you guys like short descriptions. But yeah, I was in there with two space heaters. I mean, it was bare bones, you know.
Yeah,
and right. It was very cold.
So the your father. Is a legendary musician who's played with everyone, and I'm always interested.
Everyone.
Yeah, everyone. You, if you don't think you've heard his dad, Bucky, you have. Trust me.
He played with the Pope. Actually, he did.
Yeah. See, so how many people can say that? When you decided you wanted a career in music, was he supportive of that, or was that like just please do anything else, become a lawyer, whatever?
No. I am blessed with the support and encouragement of both my parents and my sister.
Right.
I did not have that hurdle.
Yeah, sometimes that will go either way. I know sometimes people are very supportive. Other times, like, please, God, just do, you know, accountants. That's a nice job for people.
Yeah, I failed my accounting class in college, microeconomics, I think. So not my strength.
Tonight's show is a WTTS Rock to Read show, and it benefits children's reading programs with the Indianapolis Public Library. I was wondering, is there a book from your childhood that you remember being very fond of?
Yeah, well, two. The cucumber book. I mean, the caterpillar book.
Yeah, I don't remember that one.
You know, the one that
all right.
eats the caterpillar and turns into a butterfly and eats the leaves. Hope for the flower. I don't know. And then another book called The Only Alien on the Planet.
Well, those are two books I don't know. Does anybody? These are real books, though, right?
People are confirming that? The caterpillar book is a cardboard kind of book for kids, you know, and it shows the growth of a caterpillar. Yes, there it is.
The very hungry caterpillar.
Yeah, and you like peel back these pages, and each time the caterpillar finds a new piece of food and eats it. And, you know, for like the 80s or whenever it came out, it was quite interactive.
Yeah.
And then The only Alien on the Planet, I had to read for middle school between my seventh and eighth grade.
Right. Yeah, I don't know that book either, but all right. You know. Children's Reading Programs with the Indianapolis Public Library. It's a very important cause, and we're very proud to have you here. Thank you so much for coming into Sun King Studio 92, and thanks for playing the show tonight. Raylan Baxter, everybody.
Hey.